This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union negotiators are to resume talk shortly, but for now, nearly 50,000 GM workers are on strike, the first strike at GM in 12 years. At one demonstration in Detroit, president of UAW Local 22, Wiley Turnage, says,
"It's great to have support, you know, because we started a community. You know, we have a lot of restaurants, we have gas stations, you know, so we need to keep this plant viable as possible. And then we have a lot of young families working here, a lot of temporary workers, you know, that have no stability in their life. So we're just trying to secure everyone's future."
In President Trump's words on Twitter, the U.S. is locked and loaded, ready to respond to the weekend drone attacks on a giant Saudi oil refinery. The U.S. blames Iran for the attacks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump wants the Justice Department to, as he puts it, rescue Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after a new accusation of sexual misconduct emerged. On Twitter, the president suggests Kavanaugh sue for libel. A report published to the New York Times claims one of Kavanaugh's Yale classmates saw him expose himself at a dorm party back in the 1980s. Democrat running for the White House, Senator Amy Klobuchar, among those calling for Kavanaugh's impeachment.
My concern here is that the process was a sham. I don't think you can look at impeachment hearings without getting the documents. The House would have to get the documents, and the Attorney General is shielding documents.
The Tennessee Titans say a mechanical failure by pyrotechnic devices caused a fire at Nissan Stadium before yesterday's game against the Colts. It happened on the sidelines. A stadium worker put out the fire, and no one was hurt. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Charlottesville, Virginia cannot remove a Confederate statue at the center of a white supremacist rally that turned deadly 2 years ago. A Charlottesville circuit court judge ruling that a state law bars that city from removing the statue of Robert E. Lee from a city park. The judge ruled the statue was covered by a Virginia law that protects all war memorials. Neo-Nazis and white supremacists did descend on that city in August of 2017 to rally against efforts to remove it. A woman was killed and over a dozen people injured when a man drove his car into a group of the counter-demonstrators. Humberto is now a hurricane. The storm is a Category 1, maximum sustained wind 75 miles an hour, and about 785 miles west of Bermuda in the Atlantic. And it's likely to continue strengthening over the next day, but it's moving out to sea away from the U.S. mainland, not posing any threats to land, and perhaps now not even to Bermuda. NASA says a newly discovered comet originated outside of our solar system. The agency saying that the comet discovered on August 30th is probably an interstellar visitor, only the second time such an object has been observed. And today is National Guacamole Day, and the price of the main ingredient, avocados, has come down from just over $2 in early July to $1.16 today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Martinez live.
I know you're getting weary, and I don't blame you, but don't give up, okay? This is, like I said, even by default, the second American Revolution, you know, one that you have been hoping for a long time. Many times people say to me, Bill, I think we're ripe for a second American Revolution. I agree, but I say, look at it's here, like it or not. I mean, look what's going on here. Boy, I'll tell you, a weekend, we're talking about Iran again. That continues. Of course, we had a drone attack there. You know, was it Yemen? Was it Iran on Saudi Arabia? No bueno here. And meanwhile, then you have the president on the verge of maybe meeting with the president of Iran with no preconditions. I think that's always interesting. They always say no preconditions, then they start throwing in conditions. So, I don't blame you for being confused. And, of course, then the other exercise that's been going on is Brett Kavanaugh, and I want to get on that in just a moment. But also what came out Friday, and it was interesting that little was addressed over the Sunday shows. Did you notice on that regarding, you know, the FISA abuse report? Because on Friday, and maybe because they figure, well, there's not a whole lot to report there, but I got to imagine that there are some attorneys and the intelligence community, those that are culpable, may be shaking just a little bit, because on Friday, Attorney General William Barr received the report on FISA abuses that occurred during the Russiagate attempted coup against President Trump. Now, you keep in mind, you know, this has been, you know, one of those 800,000-pound, there's lots of 800,000-pound gorillas in the room when you're talking about this attempted coup that took place upon a duly elected president, right? But this certainly is one of the biggest ones, and especially from day one, as the information first came out, and Judicial Watch has done an outstanding job. Sarah Carter, who was on with us last week, you know, pointed this out. John Solomon, others that have been pursuing this, and of course we've been reporting it here on this show as well, for your benefit, because, again, what many people tell me about this show, what they like best about it, is they say, Bill, it's not about 8-second sound bites. You know, you get deep into the topic so that we have a better understanding of what's going on. And that's when people say that, it's okay, good. We're getting this, because now we're on the same page, because this is what the show is all about. We're independent. We're not beholden to anybody. I don't have anybody breathing down my neck. I mean, occasionally, you know, you got to imagine when you're in over 300 markets across the country like we are. Do we get people nervous from time to time? Yeah, then that's okay. I think you need to have that positive dynamic tension of people participating in the conversation saying, hey, maybe you might have jumped the shark here. Maybe that's going a little bit too far. Or, you know, and fortunately, I got to tell you, the program directors across the country we're associated with are, you know, are extremely reasonable, I've got to say. And they understand where we're coming from and what we're trying to accomplish here in ferreting out the truth, because it's so doggone difficult because of the partisanship that's taken place. Not to mention, you know, if you want to call it the deep state, you know, trying to protect their interests. They've been getting away with murder, so to speak, for decades. And now all this stuff is being exposed because of one Donald J. Trump. And they're not happy about that. They kind of liked operating in the shadows and being able to pull the levers of government and people not understand what's kind of, you know, what's behind door number one there, Monte? I don't know. But we're starting to realize that you've got all these outside influences coming into play here. But the FISA report, no question what happened, that this thing stunk to high heaven from the get-go. It didn't take a genius to figure this out. And you know, we've continued to, you know, be given, you know, like we're a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark, and the BS just keeps on piling on here, and the manure and everything. But we know, you know, there is something there, that it's not right what was done, and whether or not this was at the hands of Andrew McCabe, James Comey et al., and possibly, as you know, even Sarah was a bit reluctant initially, you know, to point out that the tentacles of all this undoubtedly go through the Oval Office. Yes, we're talking the President of the United States, the well-loved President, former President Barack Obama. And it's uncomfortable to consider it. And I understand, if you're an absolute fan of the former president, this is problematic. And it won't go away until we get down to the truth, because, you know, whenever you're being lied to, you just don't feel good about it. You know, there's no rest. There's no peace about it. And this whole mess has just been incredible. So it's almost like you have parallel tracks here, right? You've got one parallel track, one track, which is, you know, the president, Russiagate, all this collusion, delusion stuff has been going on. And then on the other track, you've got Democrats scrambling for impeachment. I mean, I forget about a... what do they say in the legal parlance, that you know, that attorneys can you know, indict a ham sandwich, right? Well, it's almost like it's getting to be the point that the Congress itself, they haven't found anything that they can impeach, and here they are, you know, stuck on this impeachment of our president, and you're going, well, where's the due process? Where's the evidence here? You know, the Constitution says, you know, misdemeanors and high crimes. Well, where are those that are, oh, don't worry about it, you'll find out. I mean, Adam Schiff's been saying forever that, you know, his vision, he wakes up in the middle of the night, so to speak, just dreaming about the president in handcuffs being walked away. And he's been saying forever, oh, he's got the goods, he's got the goods. Well, when is it? You know, where's the beef? You know, put up or shut up. I mean, this divisiveness that's going on, and it's so ironic because the Democrats are the first one to call out all the divisiveness, and they're the ones that are adding to the divisiveness. They're the ones that are deceiving us and continuing this stupid narrative. And then now it's like, okay, we've exercised ourselves over Trump. We'll let that go. Jerry Nadler's having fun, and he's got his 15 minutes of fame that's being extended way beyond it's necessary. So now let's go back and revisit Brett Kavanaugh. Can you believe this? And the question that comes up time and again when this discussion comes up, at least in the circles I travel, and they're not all, you know, all conservative circles. I mean, I play with a group of very liberal golfers. No, they don't cheat. They're not that liberal. They actually have some sense of justice and fair play here. But even they are getting worn out over this deal. And now it's like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Now we're going after Brett Kavanaugh. We've come up with another story. And I got to tell you, right at about a point where I begin to think that, and not that I sit there and I look at the, you know, the candidates that are on stage for the Democratic Party, for the presidential candidacy. And I look at him and I start to think, you know, Amy Klobuchar, she's got, you know, she's got ganas, as we would say in the Hispanic circles. You know, she's got some stuff here. It's important. And then she comes up with this goofy statement. I mean, she was on the Judiciary Committee, says it was all a sham. Well, when did the sham begin, Amy? Did it begin when Dianne Feinstein had the information and didn't let it out to everybody until the last minute? Is that when it began? Did it begin when you bring in somebody who alleges to be a victim, and all in the name of hashtag MeToo movement? She's well protected, and now we're finding out that the sham was presented by her, that her whole motivation was, in fact, according to her attorney, because of Roe v. Wade. And it was so important. And then you find out that Dr. Ford was associated with a company that put together the abortifacient pill. Ooh, maybe that's part of the sham. Anyway, stay with us. We've got more to talk about after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly.
Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, it takes more than taste these days, ladies and gentlemen. It takes knowledge, and we're doing everything we can to do the research and bring the reporting to you. As we mentioned earlier, it's, well, let me quickly give you a time check, 19 minutes after the top of the hour here at Bill Martinez Live. As I mentioned to you earlier, there have been several, two specific books on the whole Kavanaugh circus, and if you want to call it a sham, but for different reasons than what Amy Klobuchar is calling it a sham, it is what was perpetrated on one Brett Kavanaugh. Two books in particular I'm talking about is the one from Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino. We're going to be talking with Carrie later on in the week, again, to have her back to discuss, you know, several issues, but particularly the whole Kavanaugh, you know, fiasco, justice on trial. If you haven't had a chance to read that book, you need to, if you want to be well-versed on what went on, because you're hearing from the Democrats. And again, this is the partisanship that takes place, because it's all a matter of cover. But I think they're going to rue the day when, you know, the truth really comes out here. And there needs to be follow-up on this, because what Dr. Blasey Ford perpetrated and her attorneys perpetrated on the body politic is unconscionable. To make these kind of allegations, especially when you have such, and I would say, sincere concern about women who have been abused. I don't know, and again, these are the circles I travel in, okay? And I don't know a man who would not step in the way and stop any kind of abuse on a woman. Maybe I'm very fortunate with the friends that I keep, and I'm grateful for them. Because I'll tell you, I don't know of one that would just stand by and allow a woman to be abused. So we are concerned about this when these kind of accusations come about. But I think that in the process, in due process, that you need to determine what the veracity is. You know, Carl Gallup's a celebrated law official and senior pastor, my good friend. We talked about this right as it was taking place. And I, in listening to what Dr. Ford and how she was coming across, I said she was very affected, if you know what I mean. It was like, this did not seem like this was her real voice, the way she was presenting. It just rang hollow to me. And I don't mean hollow in a holy way. I mean hollow. Like, you know, there was something missing here. And, but you wanted, you know, she took advantage of us and her attorneys. And that side took advantage of our sincere compassion towards women who have been abused. And we wanted to leave an open mind and allow some due process, even though the way we entered into it was unfair. As I mentioned, Dianne Feinstein holding on to evidence and information, and all of a sudden she throws it, you know, upon the committee at the last minute. They're in a mad scramble trying to figure out, okay, how to handle this problem. I mean, we go from this job interview, and now all of a sudden we've got an indictment that is unfair. You can't even go through, you can't even, you know, hear this thing out. You've got to go in and do a report, and people have to judge and say, okay, how much veracity is here? How many, what is this even possible? And the decision was that no, this didn't, maybe she misremembered. There wasn't evidence here to really back up her story. And then we find out from her own attorney that this was a, you're talking about a sham, Amy Klobuchar. I mean, this was the sham that Blasey Ford had a high interest in her motivation, because that's what people want to know, is that what would motivate her come out of nowhere and do this and make a spectacle of the Supreme Court hearings? And then you find out, even from people that really knew her, said, no, she was motivated by Roe v. Wade. That's how much of a lightning rod, like, that's a big surprise. And then you find out in her background, she worked for the company that provides the abortion pill. So you start connecting the dots here, and she starts losing credibility in the midst of this report that she was violated. Then, over the weekend, comes a report from somebody from Yale that graduated with Brett Kavanaugh, supposedly that there was a I mean, it's just kind of disgusting, this report. But again, see, no holds barred. They're trying to do everything they can to, in their sense, bring some sort of, you know, balance to the court. They cannot handle Kavanaugh being there. I mean, and the thing is we talked with Molly Hemingway and with Kerry Severino, if it's this bad now, what's going to happen if Donald Trump gets another bite of the apple and he puts out another conservative justice to be on the court? My goodness, the heads are going to explode. You think that we're being divisive right now and the tensions between, you know, the two sides, the liberal part of our community and the conservative part? Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going to happen. And as I said before, we're in the middle of this American Revolution. And Condoleezza Rice, I mean, I love her perspective. I love, you know, her civility. I love her reasonableness to come in and say, hey, look, you know, we got to tap this down. Well, but that's up to us individually if we're going to do that. And I'm not sure what it's going to take, but it's just going to take somebody's, maybe enough heads blow up to finally say, hey, you know, this is ridiculous. You know, you're out of line. You know, you can't go and make these kind of statements. And, you know, people are very loose with their language. You know, words matter. And especially when you are an elected official, to say crazy things like people are saying and get away with it. You know, this anti-Semitism and, oh, well, on that day some people did something. You know, it's all very loose. And where's the party leadership? You know, and the party leadership, it's interesting because Republicans, they're very quick to react. You know, you look at it time and again. Somebody, you know, steps on their stuff and, man, they're out of there. They're off committees. They're done away with. And even though later on they may find that, hey, look, it, you know, there was some veracity here. Remember what happened when Joe Wilson, you know, the best I can describe it is that he had an out-of-body experience. He just couldn't believe what Barack Obama was saying at the State of the Union. I mean, Joe Wilson studied this. He knew that what Barack Obama was saying was an absolute lie. And he couldn't help himself. It just came out. Well, you lie. Oh, Nancy Pelosi looked over, and she was just incredulous that somebody would challenge the President of the United States in the well of the Senate, the State of the Union, that the President was lying. And then, you know, all this hoopla came up and, you know, sanctions and what have you. You know, Joe, how dare you say that? Well, then we find out that Joe Wilson was more right than wrong. You know, that Barack Obama's intent was not what he said. See, and today we have to be careful, because when you talk about Barack Obama, we're on hallowed ground here. You got to be careful. First black president. You're going to be a racist. You know, you can't call this stuff out for what it is. You know, everything is in this era of invalidation. If they can find a reason to invalidate who's ever speaking because they don't agree with them, because their brown face doesn't line up, you know, their brown voice doesn't line up with their brown face, or their black voice doesn't line up with their black face, that kind of ridiculous stuff that's going on right now. And, of course, even then, you know, the justice warriors decide, you know, how black your face is or how brown your face is and how much credibility you have, because God forbid that if you get out of line and you have a thought of a reason that goes against their narrative, hey, you're out of the club. The decoder ring, the secret handshake, everything, it all comes back. You're out of the club. And don't even think about coming to the cocktail party, okay? This is how divisive it's become. And, of course, they're the ones that complain about it, and they're the ones that are making the rules for this divisiveness. Go figure, right? But I'm telling you, they're going to rue the day, just like they are finding out right now for this attempted coup. Because, hey, they're scratching a lot of itches that the people didn't even know that were there. And what's going on is you got Bill Barr. And Bill Barr says, we got to look at this. We got to check this out. Uh-oh. Now Andrew McCabe, it comes out that, you know, as Sarah Carter reported on Friday, hey, likely indicted. This could be the first of the dominoes starting to fall. So we got more report from the IG and then John Durham. So here it is. They're bringing this all upon themselves. And maybe that's the answer for us, ladies and gentlemen, because I've always felt that at the bottom of all this is the truth, and that's what will set us free. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union negotiators are to resume talks shortly, but for now, nearly 50,000 GM workers are on strike, the first strike at GM in 12 years. At one demonstration in Detroit, president of UAW Local 22, Wiley Turnage, says,
"It's great to have support. You know, because we started a community. You know, we have a lot of restaurants. We have gas stations, you know. So we need to keep this plant viable as possible. And then we have a lot of young families working here, a lot of temporary workers, you know, that have no stability in their life. So we're just trying to secure everyone's future."
In President Trump's words on Twitter, the U.S. is locked and loaded, ready to respond to the weekend drone attacks on a giant Saudi oil refinery. The U.S. blames Iran for the attacks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Independent, we are. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Will Ritter joins us now, and we're going to be talking about John Bolton's departure, among other things, not to mention a minor little problem here, an attack on Saudi Arabia. Will, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of discussion over the weekend with the departure of John Bolton. You know, sometimes President Trump, he just doesn't make things easy. I mean, we got into a he said, she said. Well, you know, regardless, John Bolton is out, whether, you know, he gave notice before or there was a different process. But, of course, it just, you know, just lends fire to the vitriol from the left attacking this president. But it doesn't matter. I mean, whatever president, you look back historically, you know, especially national advisors, they come, they go. I mean, you serve at the behest of the president, right?
Exactly. And in the case of John Bolton, he's someone actually that was not in sync with President Trump's agenda in foreign policy for the most part.
From day one, right? From day one, he knew this going in. It's not like this is a big surprise, right?
Exactly. And I would harken back to President Trump's speech when he was candidate Trump back at the Mayflower Hotel, his first foreign policy speech. And I had the benefit of being there to hear it. And he talked about the importance of looking for advisors that were new and different, people that, you know, he had been very critical of people who had perfect resumes but a history of failure. And then, unfortunately, people like John Bolton found themselves into the administration. These are people who did have a history of failure despite good resumes. You think about the Iraq War, John Bolton was a supporter of that, still defended it. And candidate Trump and President Trump have said that those were disastrous. And so it's good for President Trump that he's gone, because he needs a national security advisor that's a bit more in sync with him.
Right. I think it's one thing, you know, to have somebody who has an antithetical view. I think in the grand recipe, you need a little bit of spice, anything. But obviously it just got to the point that, you know, this was overwhelming. And it seems that in Donald Trump's management style, there can be contention. But at the end of the day, there has to be some unity. There has to be some, you know, some sense of a team. That's my takeaway out of this. Is that yours?
Yeah, and you have to have someone who's fairly loyal to the president in terms of not undermining him, leaking, things like that. And a lot of the stories I heard is that that was some of the last straws, that President Trump didn't think that John Bolton was being a loyal member of the administration, which is not to say you have to go along with everything a president does. An advisor needs to say to the president when they disagree, needs to give that private counsel. But you can't have someone like John Bolton who's actually undermining the president's agenda. And we saw that publicly in the North Korea case, where he talked about the Libya model, which was clearly a way to try to skunk the talks.
Yes. Well, and the thing that I thought that was, you know, quite interesting, relevant to, you know, leaking, is that that's one thing you can say about this administration. They've got so many leaks going on. I mean, it's like the administration is characterized by Swiss cheese. It doesn't matter, because you have that, you have part and parcel of the administration are, the Obama holdovers. And of course they have, you know, only one thing to support and do everything they can to undermine this administration for the sake of the Obama legacy, you would think. So you got stuff leaking out of there. You've got even some, you know, very tried and true traditional GOPers that really can't get their brain around Donald Trump. And then you have someone like John Bolton, who's had a love affair with the media. I mean, he's very involved with the media. He's got friends, you know, he's known for a long time. And so, you know, there are some natural inclinations there. And then, of course, you know, what happened the week before is, here you've got the gatekeeper for the president, who is out with some media types. And I don't even know what she was thinking to even say anything, to breathe any word out that would be, you know, contrary or that could be hurtful to the administration. And, you know, she supposedly has an off the record, you know, conversation with these media types. And one of the, you know, one of the participants threw her under the bus. And it's like, OK, what happened to the days of off the record conversations?
Well, one of the things that's important when you hire anyone is to have someone who has kind of certain virtues and values. And that's critical. You can't have someone who's going to, you know, who's really going to, you know, engage in the kind of behavior that can undermine what you're trying to achieve. And that's why I think it's really important that the next national security advisor be someone that can be trusted by the president, not to do those things, but yet to give him wise counsel. Mm-hmm. And that's really the biggest issue, is that issue of wise counsel. I mean, I'm really worried that the president is going to select an advisor who's going to give him the same kind of counsel that got us into the problems of the last 30 years. You know, someone like Brian Hook or someone else from the foreign policy establishment, that's not helpful because, again, if you think about it, whether it's Iraq or Libya or our nation-building program in Afghanistan or mucking around in the affairs of other countries in ways that aren't helpful to our safety, this is what we've seen from Washington over the last 30 years, and I really think you need to kind of go outside of the box with this choice a little bit and really try to find someone who's going to give good, wise counsel that is different from what we've been hearing.
You know, I often tell my kids that experience defines preference. To be president of the United States, it's not like, I think this is the ultimate on-the-job training program. You know, you go in there, I mean, think about this, Will. You know, where do you go? I mean, there's no school for, you know, president of the United States. There's no discipline. There's no degree for it. You're just thrown in the middle of this stuff, trying to figure it out. And in the middle of it, you're juggling all these, you know, partisan hacks that, you know, they're not the ones to get elected, but somehow they want to wield influence and, you know, have it be about them when it's about the country.
Yeah, and that's why I think our founders founders were so wise in that they understood that you could get an actor here or there that, you know, maybe wasn't as wise as we would hope, whether it's an advisor or it's a particular senator or congressperson. And that's one of the reasons why we have a balanced system in which there are checks and balances in the system. And this is one of the reasons why Congress needs to play a role in our foreign policy making. And you've seen Congress really try to step up to, in many ways, I think, to help the instincts of the president here. If you think about, for example, the Gates-Khanna bill that really tried to make sure that Congress was going to play a role in any decision to go to war with Iran. And I actually think that supports the president in many ways because he's getting so much pressure from the establishment, from neoconservatives, from people who want to see us go to war with Iran, despite that not being in our interest. And I think what you're seeing is that Congress says, hey, let's slow the process down. And that will be good to avoid a rush to war. And we saw back in 2002, 2003, what a rush to war meant. It meant a foolish war, an unnecessary war, thousands of Americans killed, tens of thousands wounded, and us being less safe.
Yes, and 19 years later, we're still in it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so amazing is that we have these endless wars, and the president talked about this in his State of the Union, and I praise him for that. I mean, he said we a great nation does not, you know, kind of continue on in these endless wars. And that's really what I think we need to make sure that drives the conversation going forward. And I would encourage people to really put pressure on Washington and say, you know, hey, this is not the way we want our country to go. We have domestic problems that are important. We need to challenge those. We're $22 trillion in debt. That's a massive amount. That's something that could really undermine our prosperity in the future. And honestly, you know, some of the things that we're doing militarily in the world are necessary. For example, having a strong Navy, having a strong Air Force, making sure that our space, program is where it needs to be for the future. But if you think about a lot of these, wars in the Middle East, not making sense at all.
Exactly. No, I think that, again, relevant to experience defined preference, I think we've learned a lot, whether or not, you know, it's Vietnam, Afghanistan, go on and on. I mean, it's like, you know, what's the big takeaway? As the Vice President of Research and Policy at CKI, who do you think the president's best choice would be?
Well, unfortunately, because of the fact that Washington has been, has a kind of groupthink around foreign policy, there aren't a lot of credentialed people who think differently than more military, engagement abroad. So there aren't a lot of people. I would say that a guy like Colonel Doug McGregor is someone, for example, who seems most simpatico mm-hmm. with President Trump's vision. I think that is a place that if President Trump wants to have someone who's a little bit more in sync than what he's seen from guys like John Bolton, then he should go there.
Exactly. We're out of time. Will Ruger, I'm Bill Martinez.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions. Some good ones, like, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
This is sponsored by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor of the Beef Checkoff. After a long summer of pool party snacking and meals on the go, fall is the perfect time to reset the diet and jump back into a health and fitness routine. According to the USDA, we spend about 40 minutes a day prepping and serving food and cleaning up. So why not make the most of your time and revamp your refrigerator by adding in healthier choices that will benefit you long after the kitchen closes? Amy Goodson, dietitian and expert in health, wellness, and sports nutrition.
Now is the time to add nutrient-rich, high-quality protein into your fridge that can make it easier to stick to your health routine. Beef is a complete, high-quality protein stew that contains all the essential amino acids the body needs to support physical activity and a strong, healthy life.
The iron in beef can help prevent fatigue, and the protein in beef contains the optimal mix of amino acids for building and repairing muscle. For more, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez, live.
Sometimes I just wish he'd get rid of the cape. You know, it clashes with his eyes. That's just my humble opinion. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, look who's with us. Sherry Rigby is with us. We're going to be talking about the movie Overcomer. Sherry, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm so excited to be talking to you. It's been a couple of years. I mean, the last time we talked about, when you came in, we were talking about A Beautifully Flawed Life and you know, all the projects you were working on then, and now we've got this exciting new movie to talk about. So how's Beautifully Flawed doing? I know that people still love to hear from you and the stories that you share with everyone.
Oh, you know what? Beautifully Flawed is doing great. It is, you know, right now we've shot a pilot for it, and we are holding right now, but we are believing that it's going to find a place on one of the streaming networks here in the very near future. So we just hope that people continue to stay posted on that, and they can still purchase the book. And it's been fun hearing some pretty cool stories about people that have stumbled upon it recently, you know, after Overcomer had come out, and just hearing some new stories from people that have read it and you know, are now kind of sharing their stories. So it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, the boys are behaving themselves? All three of them, let's say, including the husband unit. Matt's trying to, you know, stay in front of it all, right?
That's right. You know, they're doing great. I am now an empty nester officially, and but they all still keep me extremely busy. So and they're fantastic.
Well, excellent. Well, congratulations, Overcomer. What a great movie! Another A+ cinematic score rating. I think for the Kendrick Brothers, it's their third one, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's number three for them, Alex. Definitely, this is his number three for directing and producing, writing, and starring. And so that's pretty important on that scale of, I guess, success when you talk about it in the realm of Hollywood. So we were really excited to get that A+ score.
Well, and when, you know, we spoke with Steven last week, he was saying that you know, the team of actors and actresses and people involved with Overcomer, it is just, you know, how you guys have come together that even, you know, here it is as the movie has come out and is enjoying success. I think it's still in, what, number 7 this past week. It's nearing $30 million in revenue here domestically. Yeah. And people are loving the movie and that. But I understand you guys are still in touch. You're praying about the impact of this movie that it's having on people. I mean, that's just awesome that you guys are that close, even after the movie, that you're still behind it.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that's one thing that the Kendrick brothers do so well, that they, you know, and it's such an important process of who they are as filmmakers. They really do pray about the people that they're bringing to the platform, and they pray about the team with the cast and crew, so that as they're making the movie, as they're in production and then post-production all the way through this process, you know, they really do become a family. And it's more so about the impact of the gospel and the impact of what Christ is doing in people's lives that, you know, is actually seeing this movie than anything else. And so what does that mean for us as being a part of this project? It's meaning, you know, being part of this family and constantly praying over it, and just being reminded that every time somebody goes to see this movie, there's an opportunity for them to hear the gospel, and also just to be impacted by, you know, the message of identity and,
exactly,
and what that means today in today's culture. And it's, well, really powerful. And we do. Once a week, we pray together.
That's so cool. And Sherry, you know, speaking of identity, I mean, that's been a big thrust for you, and living on purpose, mm-hmm, and that in part of your ministry and talking with others about this. Why is it that identity is coming to focus and people's purpose being so important in this day and age?
Absolutely. Well, I think that's such a great question, Bill, because it's everywhere, right? It's like, mm-hmm, social media. It's, you know, whether you have the TV on or you're, you know, sitting with your cell phone or your computer, there's something in front of your face giving you a visual feed of what your life should look like or who you should be. You know, politically, there's so many things going on right now where you have to be politically correct in how you address somebody. You know, we're constantly in this space of, you know, who we are,
mm-hmm,
and the titles that we're giving to one another. And I think really what this movie does is it focuses back on the fact that who we are and whose we are, though,
exactly,
first. Exactly. And how do we identify with that? And so that's what's so powerful about it. But identity is something that's been the forefront of my ministry for years. I believe that's why God took me to Hollywood. And it's really about who I am there and being able to help women continue to focus on they are enough and being reminded whose they are first so that they can go out and impact the world. But they have to know whose they are to know who they are. And that's important for us as a culture to know, you know, no matter what.
You know, Sherry, I've heard you put it in those terms before, and it's really important, and I hope people are hearing this, because they may hear whose you are, and they stop for just a second. But, mm-hmm, you know, that is so powerful, because when you think about, you know, your identity, it comes from the one who created you. And
right,
you belong to him, and he's the one. I mean, it's like even that conversation that Peter had with Jesus, when Jesus, mm-hmm, asked him, said, who do you say I am? And when, mm-hmm, Peter says, well, you know, you're the Messiah, you're Jesus Christ. Jesus said, well, I know that you didn't get that from man, that you had to hear that from God. And because you told me who I am, I'm going to tell you who you are. And that exchange,
exactly,
is so powerful, because it is at that crossroads right there. Who am I, and who do you belong to? Whose are you? And
right.
When you connect those two dots, boy, that's life-changing, is it not?
It is life-changing, and I do think it's a really important question that people have to constantly be asking right now, and they have to be able to identify with the Lord. You know, they have to be able to identify with Jesus and understanding who he calls them to be. We live in such a culture that, especially even in Hollywood, where everything is about, you know, being something that you're not. And mm-hmm, most of the time you hear that you are not enough, or what your looks are or your talent or what your following status is, you are not enough. So if you don't know who you are, you really do need to seek that out to make sure that you understand who Jesus says you are, because you are worthy to him, and you are, you know, you are a child of God. And that is, mm-hmm, the most important thing, first and foremost, in our walk in this world. And so that we are able to go out there and serve others and have a greater purpose than ourselves. That's what overcoming is all about, and understanding whose we are and identifying with the Father.
Exactly.
And God, mm-hmm, when we do, we are unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Well, look who, after all, look who you're partnering with. I mean, because here you are, as you say, you made a willful decision to go into the darkness of Hollywood, and you are, and others, other people of faith have been, you know, a light to Hollywood. And I got to imagine, you know, I was just thinking about this, is how many Nicodemuses come to you in the middle of the night because it's not kosher in the Hollywood context to, be a person of faith, but yet they come to you in the darkness of night and saying, Sherry, help me out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite a few. I mean, I think it's a big struggle. And that's, I know that's the reason why God put me there first and foremost. I used to joke around all the time that it really, you know, I used to say, oh, God was taking me to Hollywood to be a superstar. And really what he was doing was asking me to go there and focus on his women. And so when I see that so often that, you know, unless they know, again, going back to whose they are, there's compromise. And mm-hmm. You know, things are dangled in front of them that look so appealing to the eye, to the world. And without knowing who they are, they're so susceptible to accepting things and doing things that eventually, you know, they feel ashamed of or that really wasn't part of the plan all along. And so, you know, Hollywood, though, I will say there's many, many Christians there that are really doing great things. And I think, you know, overall, we as believers and we are to tell great stories and to show, you know, that there is the lightness that will overtake the dark. And that's what we hope that Overcomer keeps doing is, you know, we believe that we would really like to see this movie go to number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of movies out there right now that are promoting the darkness. And we're living in a really, you know, a culture right now that's, you know, upside down all the time talking about, you know, these types of issues going on, whether it's, you know, gun violence or whatever it is. And, you know, here we are, though, we're still making movies that are, you know, horror movies, number one, before we're putting the light before the darkness. So we need to do some, we need to do some counterculture shock value and get people out there into that movie theater to say, no, we need to bring light and we want hope and redemption and we want to get on our feet and cheer for something good rather than being scared when we walk out into the dark. So,
well, families are loving this movie. I got to tell you, so many of my friends said, Bill, you know, I loved War Room so much, but I think this is my favorite now.
Yeah. It's been really fun to see that. People are going 4 or 5 times.
Yes.
They're taking their families. We had another family that just went. They had 3 boys. They're all on their feet cheering. They love it. And so we're excited to see that. And we just hope that people keep going and keep telling people about this incredible movie. So thank you so much for supporting us and being a part of this movie, because it's all about your voice and telling people to get out there and continue to see it and support it.
Well, we're all part and parcel. We're on the same team promoting truth and the higher calling that awaits all of God's creation. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to continue to do that and be that voice. So excited about that.
Well, Sherry, congratulations on the movie. We absolutely love it. And, you know, I guess, you know, it's still there in theaters. It's been holding the same number, a little over 21, almost 2,200 big screens are carrying it across the country. I would say don't miss this. I mean, this is just an awesome movie. You will be entertained. Have you been inspired, Sherry? Are you out there running cross country now, doing a little bit, you know?
I have been inspired. I do love running. I love working out, and that album, the Overcomer album, that makes me run even more. I'll let Erin, the young one, continue to keep running as long as she did. So.
Well, it's a great story. You're going to love it, ladies and gentlemen. Overcomer, the movie, Sherry Rigby. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Sherry, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. God bless.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.